Good morning, I'm Anita Jackson and you're listening to Buckets Radio Local News. The artworks of Brittany Cochrane and Rachel Saunders will be featured in the design for Midcoast Council's new Administration and Customer Service Centre. The two proud Biripi artists will see their artworks incorporated into multiple aspects of the building. Midcoast Council has incorporated this as a symbol of respect for the Aboriginal community, and both Cochrane and Saunders hope this commitment will inspire and showcase their Aboriginal culture. An Indigenous name to be designated to this building is also on Council's agenda as an acknowledgement to the fact that it is built on Biripi land. Mensheds across Australia are being invited to apply for useful grants. These grants can be used for the improvement of equipment, events and health-related aspects. Mensheds are being encouraged to apply for this grant as they are an important social aspect of many communities. Midcoast Libraries are happy to announce the event In Conversation, where Sir Peter Cosgrove will discuss his extraordinary life. Sir Peter Cosgrove is one of Australia's best-known figures, and with his involvement in the military and as a world leader, he has many powerful stories and messages. And now, due to COVID-19, he would like to support local communities. In Conversation will take place on Wednesday, 4th of November via Zoom. Bookings can be made through Midcoast Libraries' website. Safety improvements for New England Highway at Parkville are planned to begin this week as part of the statewide stimulus package. Rubble strips and barriers will be installed as well as the widening of the highway roads. These improvements are available as part of the Safer Roads program. Michael Johnson, MP, also said that these improvements will support 50 full-time jobs and provide work for 12 suppliers and contractors during these difficult times. I'm Anita Jackson and you're listening to Buckets Radio Local News. Have a great day.